responsive, I mean, sorry, scripture reading.
今天读经的经文在新约圣经马太福音二章一到十五节。
It will be Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to 15.
在新约圣经的第二页。
The second page on the New Testament.
请大家打开圣经，由我来读。
Please open the Bible and I will read it.
马太福音二章一到十五节。
Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 to 15.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说：犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。”当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那是什么时候，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说：“你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。”他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。”约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主见先知所说的话，说：“我从埃及招出我的儿子来。”接下来是信息的时间，我们把时间交给艾保罗牧师。
We'll pass the time to Pastor Paul for the sermon today.
When I was a little kid, one of the scariest things I ever saw on TV was a Christmas special called How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
我小时候，最让我感到恐怖的事之一就是看到这个圣诞节特别节目叫做差点把圣诞节偷走的格林奇。
Story's about a green hermit who lived on Mount Crumpet.
故事是说有一个绿色的精灵，他住在山上。
And he was really annoyed with all the Whos who lived in Whoville because they were celebrating Christmas too loudly in the valley below.
这个绿色格林奇他很不喜欢圣诞节，因为他觉得圣诞节的音乐很吵。
And so the Grinch descends into the valley and he steals all the villagers' Christmas presents, all the Christmas cookies and all the Christmas trees.
所以格林奇就下山去偷走村子里的人他们的圣诞节的礼物、圣诞树还有圣诞节的饼干。
So what is a Grinch?
那格林奇到底是什么啊？
Well, according to the dictionary, a Grinch is somebody grouchy and contrary who spoils the fun of others.
根据字典来说，格林奇的定义就是一个很喜欢抱怨又喜欢扫别人兴、偷别人东西的人。
Now, the Grinch in the TV special was a pretty mean one.
在这电视节目里的格林奇是一个很讨厌的一个角色。
But there is a Grinch in the Bible that makes this TV special Grinch look like Santa Claus.
但是在圣诞在圣经里面有一个另外一个真实的格林奇，他坏的程度 远远在这个故电视里的格林奇之上。
And whereas the TV special Grinch was a make-believe character, the Grinch that's in the Bible was a real historical figure.
电视节目里的格林奇是虚构的，圣经里说到的这位格林奇却是真有其人。
Now, if the Grinch in the TV series would have, or TV show would have actually gotten his way, he would have merely only stolen Christmas from the Who's in the Whoville.
电视的格林奇如果他最后达成了他目的，最多就是人们圣诞节的礼物被偷走了。
But if the historical Grinch in the Bible would have had his way, he would have stolen Christmas from all of us, from all generations.
但是如果圣经里的格林奇他实现了他的愿望，那么我们就真的就不会再有圣诞节。
So who was the Grinch in the Bible?
所以圣经里面的格林奇到底是谁？
His name was Herod the Great.
他就是希律王。
Or as I would like to call him, Herod the Grinch.
我也喜欢叫他希律格林奇。
So what do the history books have to say about Herod the Great?
那历史上来说，希律王到底是怎样的人？
What was so great about Herod the Great?
希律王他到底有什么好的？
Well, the first great thing about Herod the Great is that he did great good.
其实他曾经做了很多好事。
For example, during his reign, he had extravagant palaces, theaters, racetracks, and other structures built for the glory of Caesar and the glory of Rome.
比如说他在位期间曾经建造了很多辉煌的皇宫还有建筑物来去炫耀罗马帝国的一个荣耀。
But the most impressive thing that Herod did was that he had the temple rebuilt in Jerusalem.
但是他曾经见过最耀眼的就是在耶路撒冷里面建造的一个圣殿。
Now, according to Dr. Andrew Wolf, it took more than 40 years to complete that temple.
根据一位学者 Andrew Wolf, 这个圣殿花了四十年之久才建成。
When it was completed, it was one of the wonders of the Roman world.
在那时它曾经是世界奇景之一。
It is to the foundations of the temple built by Herod that the Jewish people today still turn to pray.
就是因为这个圣殿被希律王所建造，那个时候的犹太人一直到今天都还会有时候会来这里祷告。
Herod brought the Jews to a place of significance that they had not known since the days of King David.
希律王建造了一个自从大卫王之后从来在未有的一个这么荣耀的圣殿。
He's also known for his altruistic things like giving to the poor and cutting back taxes.
除此之外，希律王也做了一些像减税啦，或者是捐给穷人钱的之类的好事。
But even though Herod did great good, it was offset because he did great evil.
这么多好事中，希律王却做了一件坏事，是非常不好的。
Herod wanted power more than anything else.
他贪恋权力过于一切。
And he was willing to do anything to get that power.
他愿意不计一切去得到他的权力。
For example,in order to please Caesar, he placed a Roman eagle over the entrance of the Jewish temple.
譬如说，为了讨好凯撒王，他曾经在这个圣殿的门口放了一个鹰。
Now, even though putting that eagle over the Jewish temple door pleased Caesar, it infuriated the Jews.
这样做把鹰放在门上，这样做虽然讨好了凯撒王，却惹火了犹太人。
And it diverted glory from God to glory to Rome.
因为他变得像把给神的荣耀换成是了给罗马的。
But in order to to fulfill his lust for power, Herod not only tried to please people, but he also eliminated people who were a threat to his power.
为了他的权力，他不只讨好别人，他也会灭除任何阻碍他得到权力的人。
So here's a list of people that Herod had his hitman kill.
这里我举例一些例子是，希律王曾经想要杀的人。
His mother-in-law.
他的他的太太的妈妈。
His brother-in-law.
他的太太的兄弟们。
His wife's uncle.
他的太太的这个兄这个叔叔。
Three of his sons.
他的三个儿子。
His wife, Mary Anne.
他的太太。
And she was the only person that he had truly loved.
事实上，他是希律王唯一曾经爱过的人。
Not necessarily the best way to show his love, though.
这个好像不见得是一个最好去表达你爱的方式，去杀了他。
Finally, his best friend, who was a fellow who had actually once saved Herod's life.
还有他一个最好的朋友，这个朋友曾经救了希律王他自己的一命。
In fact, it was so dangerous to be a relative of Herod the Great that Caesar Augustus once said that he would rather be Herod's pig than Herod's son.
这个凯撒曾经说过，当希律王的朋友是这样的危险，到他甚至他宁可去当希律王的猪，也不要当他的朋友。
As you can see, Herod the Great deserved to be called Herod the Grinch.
显而易见，这个希律王就是名副其实的这个格林奇。
I guess it'd actually be quite an understatement to say that he was merely somebody grouchy and contrary who spoiled the fun of others.
不过如果只是说他喜欢抱怨、喜欢扫别人的兴的话，那这是有点太低估希律王了。
In fact, Herod's dastardly deeds that are chronicled in the pages of secular history books pale when compared to the dastardly deed that is recorded in the Bible.
事实上呢，在历史上来讲，希律王被描述成的是一个非常邪恶的人，并不是光光是一个格林奇而已。
This dastardly deed is recorded in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 18.
而他做的邪恶事情中，我们可以从马太福音二章一到十八节看到。
Let's pick up the story in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
我们先来看马太福音二章一到二节。
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east,And have come to worship him.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。”
The wise men were influential people in the first century Medo-Persian Empire.
这些博士在波斯帝国的时代是一个社会非常有影响力的人。
That area is what we would call today Iran.
那个地方就是现代的这个伊朗。
There were priests who believed that there was only one God and that God was a good God and that he was creator of the universe.
他们其实是相信神，而且也是崇拜神，也相信神是创造万物的。
And they were councilmen who chose the king who would rule over their empire.
他们甚至是一个去有点像选举选出这个国家君王的这批人大。
And how did the wise men know that the star that they saw in the sky was announcing the birth of the king of the Jews?
那这些博士为什么能够知道天上的星星代表着一个伟大的君王的诞生呢？
I talked about this last Sunday in our English worship service, but since most of you were not there, I'll update you.
上星期我讲了这个一次，但因为你们那时不在，我现在再讲一次。
The wise men were not only priests and politicians, but they were also scholars.
这些博士他并不只是宗教领袖或者是政治家，他们也是学者。
You probably already know that they studied the skies, and so they were scholars in astronomy.
你可能知道他们其实也研读天文学。
But you may not know that they also were scholars in Hebrew scriptures.
但你可能不知道他们也是这个 希伯就是圣经的一个非常研读相读圣经的人。
They were particularly knowledgeable about the Old Testament book of Daniel.
他们对旧约里的但以理书特别详读。
You see, Daniel was a Jew who had served as an advisor in the Medo-Persian Empire about 600 years before the star appeared in the sky.
但以理是在那些博士400年之前在这个波斯帝国里面存在的一个真实人物。
Wise men admired Daniel because of the accuracy of his prophecy.
博士们尊敬但以理，因为但以理之前曾经做过了非常后来都应验的预言。
And the wise men knew that Daniel had prophesied that the promised Messiah would be sacrificed 483 years after the decree to rebuild Jerusalem.
那但以理曾经预表说，在480年，耶路撒冷被建成以后，这个有一个君王会被诞生。
It had already been about 450 years since the decree had been given, and so the wise men knew that the time was ripe for the Messiah to be born.
博士们看到星星时，差不多是430年之后。 但以理之后，所以他们知道那君王的诞生差不多已经要发生了。
And in addition, the wise men most likely were acquainted with Numbers 24 verse 17, which says that a star shall come out of Jacob.
那些博士们可能也详读了民数记第24章17节，说有星要出于雅各。
And so when they saw this unusual star that was over the territory of Israel, put two to two together, and they determined that the king of Israel must have been born.
所以当他们看到有一个不寻常的星在以色列天空出现的时候，他们就能够推想出这个以色列的君王可能已经诞生了。So
they decided to leave the Medo-Persian Empire to come to Israel to look for the Messiah, so that they could worship him and welcome him to this world.
所以他们决定从波斯长途跋涉到以色列，好去寻找这个君王，能够来敬拜他。
But on the way to Israel, the wise men lost sight of the star.
但是在旅途中，这些博士们突然看不到了这个星。
So they try to figure out who in the world would be able to tell them where the king of Israel would be born.
所以他们就问经过的路人，问要怎么样才能找到这个犹太人的王。
They figured that since Herod was reigning over Israel, he would know where the baby would be born.
那他们想，既然希律王是那时掌管犹太人的王，他们可以去问希律王，应该他会知道。So
they stopped in the capital city of Jerusalem to talk to Herod.
所以他们就去了这个耶路撒冷，就去想要去找希律王。
But how would Herod respond?
但希律王怎么回应他们呢?
Would he be thrilled that the promised Messiah had finally come?
希律王是不是也非常的兴奋，这个被应验的君王被要诞生了？
Let's see how he responded to the news in verse 3.
我们来看看希律王的反应。
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
希律王听见了，就心里不安。
Other translations say that Herod was worried or deeply disturbed.
有一些其他版本说希律王他非常的焦虑，甚至是非常的急躁。
One translation even says that he was terrified.
甚至有一个版本说希律王非常的恐惧。
It would be an understatement to say that Herod was not particularly thrilled that the promised Messiah had finally arrived.
我们应该可以结论说，希律王他并不对这个诞生的这个犹太人君王感到非常的兴奋。So
why was Herod so worried?
希律王为什么要觉得这么恐惧呢？
Why would he be terrified of a little baby?
他为什么惧怕一个刚出生的小baby?
Part of the reason was because Herod was a very insecure man.
原因之一是因为希律王他自己是一个非常没有心理分量的人。
He wanted to be king of Israel, but he knew he wasn't actually qualified.
他想要成为犹太人的王，但他自己心里知道他并不没有资格这样做。
He wasn't qualified by heritage because he was not a descendant of King David.
血统来讲，他不资格，因为他不是由他不是大卫王的后代。
In fact, he was only a half Jew.
事实上，他只是一个一半是犹太人的人。
He wasn't qualified by character because he was a very evil man.
性格上也不合格，因为他是一个邪恶的人。
And he wasn't qualified by public opinion.
这个民意上来讲，他也不没有资格。
His Jewish subjects hated him and thought of him as merely a puppet of the hated Roman Empire.
因为犹太人不喜欢他，觉得他只是那帮这个罗马帝国来帮助当这个犹太人的汉奸。
And so when Herod heard that the baby had been born the king of the Jews, he was terrified.
所以当希律王听到这个小 baby 出生的时候，他非常惧怕。
Felt like Jesus was invading his kingdom.
他感觉到这个刚出生的耶稣要来并吞他的王国。
A kingdom that he had worked hard to earn.
而这王国是他花了很多苦力才得来的。
After all, he was the one who had these magnificent buildings built.
对啊，因为他其实上是他来造这么漂亮的圣殿。
He was the one who had helped the poor.
是他来帮助那些穷人的。
He was the one who had cut taxes.
是他来去减税的。
But in spite of all the great things that he had done for the Jewish people, the Jews still did not appreciate him.
但尽管他做了这么多好事，那犹太人还是不喜欢他。
And Herod feared that there might be a public uprising in which they would cast him off the throne and put the little baby on that throne.
而希律王很惧怕那犹太人会把他踢走，然后把这个王位给这个小 baby。
And so Herod was determined to do whatever he could to make sure that this would not happen.
所以希律王必须无所不厌其极的去确定这样子事不会发生。
He wanted to find the baby and dispose of the baby before the Jewish people would dispose of him.
他想要在犹太人把他自己踢走之前，先找出这 baby， 把这个 baby 踢走。
But he did not know how to find that baby.
但他不知何处去寻这个小 baby.
Although he was a half Jew and he was aware that the Messiah would come someday, he did not know the Bible very well.
虽然他是一半犹太人，也知道弥赛亚有一天会来，他自己并不知道，并不想读圣经。
He didn't even know what the Bible said about where the Messiah would be born.
他并不知道圣经里说弥赛亚会在何处诞生。
But fortunately, he did know people who would know the answer to where the Messiah would be born.
但是他知道有一些人可能知道那些博士的问题。
So take a look at what Herod does in verses 4-6.
所以我们来看第二到第四节吧。
And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him,In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处啊？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊。你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
The Jewish theologians had turned to Micah chapter 5 verse 2 to find the answer to the question about where the king of the Jews would be born.
犹太的神学家们，他们翻到了弥迦书五章二节，去寻找说这个犹太人的王会在哪个地方被诞生。
The answer was that this baby would be born in Bethlehem.
答案就是伯利恒。
So in verse 7, Herod conveys this message to the wise men.
所以呢，在第七节我们可以看到这样子的一件事。
Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from what from them what time the star appeared.
当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星星是什么时候出现的。
So what do you think the wise men said when Herod asked them when the star appeared?
那你们觉得这些博士们对于这个问题，他们是怎么回答的呢？
They probably said, well, about 2 years ago.
他们可能说了，差不多是两年以前。
So why do I think they said that?
为什么我认为这是他们的回答呢？
I'll tell you later.
我待会再把我认为的原因告诉你们。
For now, let's just get back to the story.
我们现在再回头来看故事吧。
After finding out about the appearing of the star, Herod sends the wise men off on a mission.
当希律王知道了这个星星的这个出现的事迹的时候，他就把一些人偷偷的派出去。
Take a look at verse 8.
我们来看第八节。
And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him,Bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also.
就差他们往伯利恒去说，你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。
Boy, that sounds so un-Grinch-like.
哇，这一点都不像是一个格林奇会说的话。
Had Herod changed his mind?
希律王是否改变他心意了呢？
Had he become a convert of Christ?
他是不是也信主了呢？
Does he actually want to worship Jesus?
他想要去敬拜耶稣耶。
Unfortunately, no.
不是的。
He still has a sinister plot up his sleeves.
他在他的心里面还是有这个邪恶的念头。
Herod does not want to worship Jesus.
希律王想要拜耶稣，鬼才相信。
Instead, he wants to kill Jesus.
他事实上想要去杀了耶稣。
Let's pick up the story in verse 9.
我们来看第九节。
When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense,And myrrh.
他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。
Wise men had fulfilled their dream.
博士们他们达成了他们愿望。
And then they worshipped him not merely as king of the Jews, but king of their own hearts.
他们不只是把他当成犹太王来敬拜，乃是把他当成救世主来敬拜。
Can you imagine this? This little child who is the son of a peasant woman who some people think had given birth in a susceptible way. These sophisticated aristocrats bowed down and worshipped him.
你们能想象吗？这么一个小 baby， 他被一个这么贫穷的这个农夫妈妈所生，甚至有些人还怀疑说，这个农夫妈妈是不是有婚前不检的行为所生下的？这样一个小孩子，那些博士当时是一个这样的贵族，居然还会来敬拜他。
And they gave him costly gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
不止敬拜，甚至买了这么多贵重的礼物来送给他。
Not typical gifts that you give a two-year-old.
通常我们应该不会给两岁小孩这样的礼物吧。
But they were gifts that were worthy of a king.
而是给一个有资格的君王才会有这样的礼物。
Now, I'm sure that at this point, the wise men were excited to go back to Herod the Grinch and tell him the good news about Jesus.
我相信在此刻，那些博士们很兴奋地想要回去希律王去报他这个喜讯。
Take a look at what happens in verse 12.
但是我们来看第十二节。
Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律， 希律就从别的路回本地去了。
God informed the wise men of Herod's sinister plan to kill the baby Jesus.
神去指示了博士们，告诉他这个其实希律王想要杀耶稣的这个秘密。
So instead of returning to Herod, they escaped to their country another way.
所以博士们就不回去希律王了，就绕道回家。
How would Herod the Grinch react to the wise men's escape?
那希律王怎么样回应这样的叛变呢？
Let's take a look at verse 16.
我们来看第十六节。
Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and other, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men.
希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城里，并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以内的都杀尽了。
Herod the Grinch was furious that the wise men had not obeyed his orders.
希律王对于博士们不听他的话感到非常的愤怒。
Without the help of the wise men, there was no way for him to determine which of the baby boys in Bethlehem had been born the king of the Jews.
因为没有博士们的帮助，希律王他根本不知道这么多小孩中哪一个才是那真正的小孩。
So he came up with a plan so that he can make sure that that rival of his would be killed.
所以他想出这么一个办法，让那个小孩还是能够被杀掉。
He decided to have all Bethlehem boys killed who were 2 years old or younger.
他的办法就是把伯利恒那时两岁以内的男孩全都杀了。
So why did Herod kill the boys that were 2 years old and younger?
为什么是两岁以内的小孩呢？
Apparently, the wise men had told Herod that they had first seen the star 2 years earlier.
显然，那博士们一定曾经告诉希律王说，他们看见的那星星是差不多两年之前的事情。
So, he determined that he would kill those children.
所以希律王就决定要杀了那些小孩子们。
God the Father was watching over baby Jesus, however.
但是天父一直在暗中观察着耶稣。
Before Herod had a chance to send his hitman to Bethlehem, God the Father sent an angel to his son's adopted father.
在希律王的这些官兵到达伯利恒之前，神的使者就已经到了这个耶稣爸爸妈妈里，告诉他们说。
Let's take a look at verse 17 and 19.After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for they were trying to take the child's life, are dead. Verse 17. Okay.
他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现说，起来。带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，来住那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律王必寻找小孩子要除灭他。
Actually, let's go back and I'll read verses 13 through 15. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt.Where he stayed until the death of Herod, and so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, Out of Egypt I call my son.
约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律王死了。这是要应验主借先知所说的话，说我从埃及召出我的儿子来。
In other words, Joseph, his adopted father, took the baby of Jesus to Egypt until Herod passed away.
就是说，约瑟就是父，就是 对 他带着玛利亚跟耶稣逃到埃及，一直等到希律王死掉。
And though Herod almost stole Christmas, God made sure that Herod would not be able to steal Christmas.
希律王差一点就把圣诞节偷走了，不过神却没有让这样的事发生。
So Herod cannot steal the joy of Christmas from any of us.
所以我们现在还能享受圣诞节的喜乐。
But there is another Grinch that could steal the joy of Christmas from you.
但是还是有另外一个格林奇，他可能会把圣诞节的喜乐偷走。
And if you take a look in the mirror, you can find out who that Grinch is.
你如果回家去照照镜子，你可能就会发现那个格林奇了。
You see, you are the only Grinch that can steal the joy of Christmas from yourself.
你知道吗？其实你是那唯一一个能够把圣诞节从你身上偷走的那位格林奇。
You see, Jesus didn't come to this world to remain the baby in a manger.
你看，耶稣他并不是来到这个世上，只是一直是那个在马槽中的婴儿。
Instead, Jesus came into this world so that he could invade your kingdom and reign over you.
事实上，耶稣来到这世上是要占领你的王国，来成为你王国里面的那位君王。
You see, inside of each person's soul is a throne.
在我们每个人心中都有一个尊王位置。
You see, before you become a Christian, you are the one who sits upon that throne.
在你成为基督徒之前，你就是那坐在这一君王位置上的人。
You are like a little Herod inside of your little kingdom.
你就像一个小小的希律王在你小小的这个心里这个王国里面。
You're the one who decides what is right and wrong for yourself.
你为你自己对错决定。
You decide your own priorities.
决定你生活里面优先。
And Jesus remains outside of your life, and you do not need to consult him in any situation that you're in.
而耶稣是在你生命之外，你根本不需要向耶稣请教任何有关你生活的事情。
It might seem like a pretty good situation because you are in control of your own life.
好像听起来不错哈，因为你可以控，你可以掌握你自己生命的一切。
But in reality, it's not that great.
事实上，其实没有那么不错的。
Because you don't really have the wisdom to control your own life.
因为你并没有能够去掌握你生命的那个智慧。
As a result, the self-directed life ends up in discord and frustration.
所以结果就是你自己就会活出了一个充满令人沮丧的一个生活。
Like Herod the Great and like the Grinch, your self-centeredness ends up hurting others.
就好像希律王，也好像格林奇，你的那份自我中心伤害了自己，也伤害了别人。
And in the long run, the person you hurt the most is yourself.
而最终，你伤害最深的那个人就是你自己。
Because you don't have the ability to love God and love others, you are not able to truly experience love to the greatest depth.
如果你不爱神也不爱人，你就无法去充分享受那能够去爱出去的那份快乐。
You do not have the ability to earn your way into heaven by doing good works.
不论你做多少好事，都无法能够有资格进天国。
And so today you have a choice.
在今天，你还是有一个选择。
You can be like Herod the Grinch, and you can drive Jesus away.
你可以像希律王或格林奇，要把耶稣把他踢走。
You can say I have the right to control my own life.
你可以说我有权利决定我生命里的一切。
I don't want Jesus to reign over me.
我不需要耶稣来管我闲事。
And if you do, your life will remain a life of discord and frustration.
那你可以去自己承担你自己生活里面活出的那份沮丧。
Or you can.Allow Jesus to come into your soul and let Him reign over your life.
或者你可以让耶稣能够进到你心里，来成为你心中的君王，来让耶稣掌管你的生命。
If you do, you can experience the true meaning of Christmas.
如果你如此做，你就能知道圣诞节它真正的意义是什么。
You can enjoy the love, joy, and peace that God wants to offer you.
你可以享受那神所赐给你的爱、喜乐跟和平。
What's even better, someday you will be able to go to heaven and experience God's kingdom to the maximum amount.
而且你有一天你也会能够回到天国去，能够更无尽的去享受神的喜乐。
You might say, how can I let Jesus into my heart?
那你可能会问，我要怎么样才可以让耶稣进到我心里？
How can I become a Christian?
我要怎么样才能成为一个基督徒？
How can I receive the gift of eternal life?
我要如何才能得到这永生的礼物？
It's very easy because Jesus did all the hard work.
其实方法很简单，因为难的耶稣都做掉了。
He left his throne in glory and he was born in a cow barn.
耶稣离开了他天上宝座荣耀，来到一个马槽降生。
He grew up in a poor family, a victim of racial injustice.
他成长于一个贫穷、饱受种族歧视的家庭。
He was tempted in every way that we are, but he never sinned and he was always loving.
他与我们一样受过许多的试探，却从未犯罪，而且他总是爱人。
And then one day he died on the cross to take the punishment of our sins.
然而却有一天死在十字架上，只是为着我们的罪而死去。
And he rose from the grave to give us eternal life.
可是他死后却复活，让我们能够得到永生的生命。
And now he reigns in heaven on the right hand of God the Father.
现在他在天国里面掌权，坐在天父的右边。
But he wants to reign in your heart as well.
但是他也想要在你心中掌权。
If you want Jesus to come into your heart and reign over you, then pray the following prayer with me.
如果你也想要让耶稣在你心中掌权，那请我跟我做如同以下的祷告。
Dear God, I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done.
神啊，对不起我过去所做的过犯。
I'm sorry for rebelling against your kingship.
对不起，我总是不让你成为我心中的王。
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take the punishment of my sins.
我相信耶稣死在十字架上，好叫我不会为我的罪而受罚。
I believe that he rose again to give me eternal life.
我也相信耶稣后来死而复活，好让我也能够有永恒的生命。
Please come into my heart and take control of me.
请你进来我的心中，来掌管我所有的生命。
I surrender my throne over to you.
我把我心中的那王位完全的给你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Now, some of you are Christians, but you are not allowing Jesus to reign in your life.
可能你们之中有一些已经是基督徒了，却还是没有让耶稣来成为你们心中的王。
Jesus is still in your soul, but you have kicked him off the throne.
耶稣还是在你灵里，可是你却把他从王位踢走了。
You want to have control of how you spend your money and how you spend your time.
你想要决定你自己花钱花时间的方向。
You know what you're doing is wrong, but you think that fulfilling your own desires is more important.Than obeying God.
你知道你所行是不对的，却为着自己的欲望而选择不去遵行神的旨意。
Perhaps you think that you're getting the best of both worlds.
可能你觉得你想要得到这两个世界里面的最好的。
You can enjoy your sinful pleasures, but still go to heaven after you die.
你想要享乐于世间，却又想要死后能够进天国。
But in reality, you're actually getting the worst of both worlds.
但事实上，你只是得到两个世界中最不好的。
With Jesus in your soul, you feel guilty when you try to enjoy sinful pleasures.
当基督在你的灵里时，当你享乐欲望的时候，你心里会觉得有罪恶。
And with Jesus in your soul, you feel guilty when you go to church activities.
因为耶稣在你灵里，当你去参加教会活动时，你心里也会产生罪恶。
Because the sermons or the Bible studies often convict you of things that are in your life and that you have a need to surrender your soul to Jesus.
因为教会里的讲道、教会里的敬拜、查经，每每都说明了你所做的事情是不义的。
Please do not be like Herod.
所以请不要像希律王。
Herod thought that Jesus had come into this world to make his life more miserable.
希律王他认为耶稣来到世上是要让他自己的生命变得更悲哀。
So he refused to let Jesus control his life.
所以他就不要让耶稣来掌管他的生命。
But Jesus did not come into the world to make Herod's life miserable.
但是耶稣来不是要让希律王的生命变得更悲哀。
Instead, he came to make Herod's life the best life possible.
而是要让他的生命变得是很棒的。
The ironic thing was that by not allowing Jesus to control his life, Herod's life remained miserable.
讽刺的是，因为希律王不让耶稣来控制他自己的生命，希律王的生命反而变得更悲哀了。
There was nobody that he loved, and there was nobody that loved him.
希律王没有真的爱人，也没有被爱过。
The only way that he could experience a life truly fulfilling.Was if he would have surrendered his life to Jesus.
他曾经唯有过那么一次机会，能够有享受真爱的机会，就是去接受耶稣。
And it's the same way with us Christians.
而我们基督徒也是一样。
The only way that we can truly have a fulfilled life is if we surrender our life to Jesus.
我们唯一能有真生命的方式，就是来接受耶稣。
Are you willing to get off your throne and say, Jesus, this throne is yours?
你是否愿意从你宝位上站起来，然后对耶稣说，耶稣，请坐。
In other words, are you willing to repent of the sins that are in your life?
就是说，你愿意为你的过犯所忏悔吗？
Are you sin weary?
你一直有在烦扰你的过犯吗？
Then pray this prayer with me.
那就请我做如下祷告。
Dear Jesus, since you are my Savior, you also have the right to be my Lord.
主啊，因为你是我的救主，所以你也是我的君王。
So forgive me for pushing you off the throne of my life.
所以恳求你原谅我，一直不让你坐在我心中的那宝座。
I want you to be on the throne and control every single area of my life.
我要你坐在我心中的宝座，来掌管我生命的每一切。
May you be the king of me.
让你成为我的王。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名， amen.
Perhaps you need to take a look at what are the areas that you are not allowing Jesus to control.
我们可以看一看我们心中还不想让耶稣进来的那些是什么。
Maybe your finances.
也许是你的金钱。
Might be your time.
时间。
Might be your love life.
你的爱。
Could be your thought life.
你的思想。
Could be your career.
你的工作。
Get off the throne and let Jesus be the king of your life.
请你从宝座上站起来，让耶稣能够在你宝座上坐。
They say that wise men still worship Jesus.
他们说呢，博士们还是在这个敬拜耶稣。
And it's also true that Grinches still joy from Christmas.
而格林奇也能够。从圣诞节得到欢喜。
So will you be a wise man and or a wise woman?
所以你愿意成为那有智慧的人吗？
Or will you be a foolish Grinch this Christmas?
还是你想要成为那愚昧的格林奇呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus.Not to come and make our life miserable, but to give us the most fulfilling life possible.
天父，谢谢你派耶稣来，不是要让我们的生命变得更悲哀，乃是要让生命变得更充实。
Lord, we pray that this Christmas we would give Jesus the gift that he deserves as the birthday boy.
我们在即将要来的圣诞节，真的是愿意把那耶稣成为我们心中的那个宝座。
Pray that we would give him a gift worthy of a king.
恳求你让我们能够也献上一个圣诞节礼物给耶稣，一个君王值得得到的礼物。
And that would be that we would give him the throne of our life.
就让他成为我们心中的那位宝座的王。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名， amen.
If you areNot yet a Christian, and you would like to talk to somebody about how to make Jesus the Lord of your life, please feel free to talk to me or to any Christian leader in our church.
如果你还不是一个基督徒，而且你有兴趣想要更知道或想